Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Saturday. This is Brother Nate, Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. Thanking God for all you that are listening. May the Lord bless you, your family, and your loved ones in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to shout out to those of you listening to the broadcast here in the United States. Welcome. Welcome to those of you in Ireland and Canada, Uganda. Welcome. Welcome to the Netherlands, United Kingdom, and every country that I have not named that is listening to this broadcast. I want to welcome you to Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. Now, if you have any prayer requests, I pray with you. If you have any question about the lesson, we'll do our best in the Lord Jesus to answer for you. If you have any comments, I ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call in, how to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages that the Lord has sent through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like asking your questions over the air, giving your prayer requests over the air, what have you, contact me at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And we will get back to you as well. Amen. So without further ado, I want to click on our first our sister here as we wait for our brother Eddie Lee to come on. God bless you, Sister Stella.
God bless.
Amen. Amen. Good to hear from you. Blessed day in the Lord. Thank God that is not as hot as it had been. But
amen.
You know, because my Lord, we had to do some praying. We had to do some praying. It got real kind of tough at one time there. But
amen.
We thank God that he had blessed us to be able to come through at this day and time. And so it's indeed a blessing to see the hand of the Lord at this hour. So we are awaiting Brother Lee to come on. And we just want to thank God for all you that's listening once again to the broadcast. And we have been commissioned of the Lord to give this word to you all that is listening, no matter what part of the world you're at. According to the bar graph here, sister, on the Blog Talk Radio, they give the top five countries that is listening in to the broadcast when you do it. And of course, United States number one, but we have listeners in Uganda. We have listeners in the Netherlands, Ireland.
And I think
it's the United Kingdom is the fifth. Canada. It's one of them, too. Okay, so we thank God for that.
Amen.
We're going to patch on our brother Eddie Lee. God bless you, brother.
Shalom, brother. Ancestors and all.
God bless.
In every place.
Amen.
This is the day, right?
Right.
Amen.
Right. Why do we call it Saturday?
Good question.
What do we call it?
Can't hear you.
You said, why do we call it Saturday?
Yeah, why do we call the our days a week a measuring time and days? We give each day a name. How did that come about?
Come about through a man. He named those days like Monday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Why did he choose that particular phonetic pronunciation? What do Monday?
Moon day.
Tuesday.
They named them after some kind of god that they worship. And like they Monday, they said it was called really Moon Day. And I remember, you know, when we was in school, I kind of remember, you know, a little bit of it. But they was named after different kind of gods, pagan gods.
Wow. How did they sneak that in the Gentile world, and our weeks, our months?
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of, well, I just want to say that, you know, a lot of things in this life and world, we don't know about the origin of them or what
mm-hmm.
they mean.
Mm-hmm.
We just follow tradition
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
generation. But many times
yep.
we don't even know the origin
mm-hmm.
or the meaning of things.
Amen.
What culture, what nation, or what they represent. In other words, we don't know
mm-hmm.
what does it represent or represented
yeah.
of. Or where did it come from? Or
mm-hmm.
is it come from a Christian tradition, or did it come from the rulers of that day who
mm-hmm.
gave those significant months and weeks answer
yep.
their gods?
Amen.
And
yep.
it's amazing that we just born into a culture. And
mm-hmm.
we go to school and we think we know, but a lot of things we really don't know.
mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And, you know, where did it come from? What is significant to? Oh, is it is it connected with a god, a pagan, a culture, a different language?
Mm-hmm.
Did it? I know it didn't come from the Hebrew culture. We know it didn't come from the Israel culture.
Mm-hmm.
The days of the week in the Hebrew culture, like a beard,
mm-hmm.
a certain time
yeah.
of year. Now, it is just amazing how these things could affect us from the root cause.
Mm-hmm.
We automatically say, hello, Monday. Hello, Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we really don't know what it's connected. What it's significant of, it really. It could be saying, hello, devil, come on, do your thing.
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Let's backtrack. They have said, and come recently in years, that if you play some of the music from the, I don't know, what they call it, the modern day music, rap, or some R&B or punk rap, that when you play it backwards, some of the music you play it backwards, it's worshiping
mm.
the devil.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Have
mm-hmm.
you heard that?
I heard that before.
I have.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Singing down this stuff, some of this music, and you turn it back and really see what it really is saying.
Mm-hmm.
And they turn the music and play it backwards. It is
mm-hmm.
actually worshiping the devil
mm-hmm.
with their song.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Would you pass that along to some of your young people and old people who are making millions
Amen.
And millions?
Amen.
Isn't he a sly fox?
Amen.
Isn't the devil a cunning, sly fox? More
Amen.
Cunning
Amen.
Than we really realize.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, it's just like, I know there's a positive side to a lot of stuff, but there's a devilish side.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
And a demonic culture. For example, the word Christmas, even though we're celebrating Christ,
mm-hmm.
it is not a spiritual or Hebrew feast festival. And the
mm-hmm.
word Christmas,
mm-hmm.
the M-A-S, has nothing to do with Christ.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Now, it's okay to celebrate. You want to celebrate birthday and remember him. That's the good part about it. That's the wonderful
mm-hmm.
part of it. That a nation
mm-hmm.
of people will take time to say, Christ was born, the Savior was born.
Mm-hmm.
But the other part that's connected to it,
mm-hmm.
is connected for a different reason that you think.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes.
Where did it come from?
Come
Why
from
did
Roman
it put the M-A-S? When did
come
it,
from the Roman.
When did Santa Claus got anything to do with Mary and the birth of Jesus? You know, I know it's all traditional and we just go along with it. But how did Rudolph, Sando, and Yotile and all this stuff get connected with the birth of Christ? It didn't come from the Hebrew tradition for Israel. Didn't come from the early church. So is it something connected, and what we celebrate to the connected part of it,
mm-hmm.
or something else? Okay, I thought just think, we have to think and research about things, see why
mm-hmm.
we're doing them.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing to do that. Okay. Now, do you know that under the Hebrew Israelite culture, your name had a spiritual significance?
Amen. Amen.
I said every name of a child, basically in the Hebrew, Israel, had a spiritual, a significant or a meaning or an assignment.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
For example, in the Hebrew culture, every time you see a name spelled beginning with E-L, what is connected to the pro of it? Prefix. Whenever you see a Hebrew name in the Bible starting beginning with E-L.
Of God.
Of who?
Of God.
Now,
of God.
This is kind of amuse you. And it's not amusing, but it's really just to give us a thing. When we say of God, you know how many gods are in the world?
Millions, probably hundreds of them, thousands of them.
So when did they translate the Bible and took out the personal name, the personal ID name of the Hebrew God?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Because in the Hebrew covenant, the Hebrew God had a personal revelation name that he gave to his people. Why?
Yeah.
Because there are millions, we'll say thousands of gods belonging to many people and many nations, and they call their deity God. But when you say God, the living God may know what you mean, but other people in the world say, my God is just good as your God.
Amen.
You notice that as human beings, you have a personal name to identify you. You understand why?
Brother, I don't know. It's kind of like a breaking up or a lot of noise going on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Okay, I can hear you now.
I can hear you.
Yeah, keep breaking up. I hear a lot of static.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, be clear now. Everyone speak. Will everybody say it? Speak, please.
Hello.
Okay, someone else?
Yeah. I can hear you good.
I can hear, and I was listening, and when... God had given those names starting in E-L. It's a Hebrew. That's a Hebrew.
Yeah, Sister Allison, now I'm trying to find out what the volume's coming. Can everyone hear Sister Allison?
I can hear. I can hear Sister Allison.
I can hear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the only one that can sound like can't hear her. It's like she in the next room.
Uh-huh, I can hear her real good.
But that's
I'm, right.
I'm trying to see whether I'm trying to see whether it's my phone, because when she speaks, it's like she's in the next room.
Oh, okay.
Volume. Turn the volume up. That's what I'm trying to see, whether it's my phone. Find out something wrong with my volume of phone. Because when she speaks, it's like she's, you know, away in the next room.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to find out. Okay, then. Go ahead, sister.
Okay. Amen. I was just saying that when someone's name in an E-L, it's Hebrew.
Not ending, beginning. It may end in E-L. Yeah, it can be. Yeah, it can end in E-L, true, and also begin in E-L.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's meaning spiritual, like when God renamed Abram, the Hebrew.
Okay. Anyone know the significance of the two letters EL, prefix or suffix at the end of names in the Hebrew culture, EL, or ending in EL? Do you know that the God of Israel is referred to as El, in the Hebrew name El, or Yah?
Right.
So you can specifically identified. See, it was important to Israel why he gave them a revelation name.
Because
everybody's person in the world today, when they refer to a deity, they assume that we're talking about the same God when we say God. But God said this. Say you were talking to a bunch of people overseas, a bunch of somewhere in place, and you said God. And they said, oh, yes, our God and this God. But here, where it's so significant for us to identify the personal name of the God that we're talking about. Because God is a title. God is not a name. That's a title. That's not a name. But because when they translated the Bible into the English language and took it out of the original Aramaic Greek, they inserted the word Lord or God instead of the personal name. This is what they put in the English name, Lord. But if you're around other people, they say, what Lord are you talking about? There are many Lords. All right. Okay. Cracking up again, huh?
Yeah.
It's a lie as well as the technology, too.
Okay.
All right, then. Praise the Lord. I just got to eating me some catfish, which I know is not the best fish.
All right.
Nobody don't enjoy fish like they do no more, sister, do they? No, Southern people love,
I love fish. I love fish. But I hardly ever eat any catfish. I like the whitey, and I like the bass and brims.
Yeah. That's supposed to be the more healthier fish. Bible, it does give us a corrected thing about certain fish that not good for human consumption.
Okay.
And it's. It says that the shrimp and the catfish are the garbage people. They eat up all. They said they eat all the garbage.
Scavenger.
True.
But if you're really hungry,
you
that's
eat
all
it.
You got, you say, praise the Lord.
So too. Amen.
Now, in certain cultures, it's different, and I went to certain nations, I found out why they were getting their protein from certain, what they call those?
Ants? They eat ants?
Yes, ants. And they stick these things down the hole and get these ants, as they call that, And they get their protein high protein. Pardon me?
It's a galaxy.
And because they do that in what, Australia and Africa. I know. I saw it on television.
Yeah. Right. They do that. So in the yard, they're going on a missionary field. Get ready for your good diet.
Oh, my Lord.
Wait a minute. Now, Jesus said to the Hebrew people, when you go among the people, whatever they set before you.
Well, you eat it. And ask no question for conscience sake.
At least you offend them.
Yeah.
At least you offend them.
Uh-huh.
So, you Americans are kind of spoiled. Okay, let's go on here. Amen. All right, today we will say a few things, and I want you to get your Bible, and because we'll be reading the Word a lot of times later on. We'll be reading the Scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate if for the people that's listening everywhere, they would hear what is written.
Mm-hmm.
And not for our so much from our presumptions, but they actually hear what is written so they can come to their own conclusion, hopefully in God. And now, I got in the habit for quite a while to naming the personal God by his personal name in the Hebrew language. Now, I know I'm an English person's people and you English people, but I've got in the habit of going back to the original language in the Bible, and I often now use the personal name of the Creator, Yah, Elohim, El Shaddai, Jesus, and his Hebrew name, Yeshua HaMashiach. And it's a good thing because when we were brought here as clay, we lost our language.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody didn't say anything.
Amen.
We assimilated into the society, into the English speaking, but we lost our heritage, original language, and a lot of our culture, and a lot of our history was stolen from us, and we don't know a lot about our history because they hid it from us, and to this day, we don't know our complete history because in America, they won't teach you the complete history about your heritage.
That's
Amen.
And see, your children and my seed, in everything, legacy in the Bible called legacy in history is very important.
That's right. Amen.
In the natural world, history is important. But in the spiritual world, in the biblical world, legacy and history of a people is very important.
Amen.
Do you know why? When you go to the book of Chronicles or in the first chapter of Luke, it gives the chronology of the chronology, the genealogy and the chronology. Mm-hmm. You know why?
Yeah.
It said, son of this, son of Abraham, son of Caleb, son of this. Do you know why history, chronology, genealogy is important to God as well as to man? So when people, when you talk about history, oh, that ain't important, that don't mean nothing. Uh-huh. Well, you know, I don't argue with people because the Bible always used genealogy.
Yes.
And he begat him. And Abraham begat, Terah begat Abraham. And Nebo begat him. And this, and he begat him. And they begat him. Why is it they tell you all of the history of the bloodline? Because the bloodline is important. Jesus had to be born in a certain bloodline.
That's right. Amen.
The prophets that come from us. And so when people get on you by telling, well, you don't need to know your history. I say, okay.
Yeah, I said,
I just let them go down the road. See, the other people in nations, they know their history. They don't get on them. They don't get on the Jews. They don't get on them. But when it comes down to our history, oh, we don't need to involve that. We don't need to about that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all I can say, if you want to remain ignorant, remain ignorant. I have no problem with it.
Amen.
If the Bible says history is important of a people, Yeah, I'm going to believe it is important.
Amen. That's right. Amen. Amen.
And I'm not going to get mad because I want to know the history of my people or nation back 5,000 years ago. Everybody else know their history. Why can't I know mine?
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Do you know I can trace some of my lineage all the way to Israel? Why is that important?
Amen.
Why is that spiritually and naturally important that you can trace your bloodline, your history, your descendants all the way to Israel? That as a people of color who are called Afro-Americans, we are not deleted. We can trace our bloodline and our history all the way to Israel.
Amen. Amen.
And beyond.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
See, they've been told us, and we've been telling all the time, oh, that ain't important. You don't need to know that. You don't need to know anything. You catch a lot of Christians who think that way too.
I've heard them say that.
Well, yeah, of course. They mean well. I'm not saying they don't mean well, but they just don't know about the root of things. The beginning of stuff has a lot to tell you about your future. The beginning of something tells you about your future. And the promises in that bloodline. So I think it's important, the natural side and the spiritual side of something is always important. And don't tell your children, well, you don't need to know this about, you don't need to know your children. Why do I got to tell my children? You are the Mayflower. That's all I can tell you about that. Where were we in the Bible? We ask your children. See, this is where we get all funny and super spiritual. And when you say, show me my people in the Bible, you should be able to show your children and your grandchildren their root and their beginning as the people in the Bible.
Amen.
The other people in the Bible wanted to know where they come from, where did the Philistines come from, where did the Canaanites come from, where did the Israelites come from, where did the seed of Abraham come from. Why do you think they keep a record of all these things? It's important. Do you know what Mary, they took a census. The Roman took a census of all people. Mary and Joseph had to go and report to the census to tell what bloodlines, where they come from.
Sure did.
And they had to tell that it was from the house of David and from Abraham, and they had to tell this.
Now,
do you know today in Jerusalem, if your mother is a Jew, you're considered a Jew, but if your daddy was a Jew, you're not considered a Jew. Come on now. See, I know a lot of Christians don't understand this, why this is important. They need to read the Bible from more than one side. Look at the genealogy. It is important.
Amen. It is important.
If you go to Israel today and Jerusalem, you have to prove that you are a Jew by heritage, not just by faith. Now, why am I telling you this? Because, see, Christians have a habit, especially black Christians. We have a habit. We have been told and get these habits that nothing else is important about your life or your beginning or your children or your heritage. And we have that in our mind. That's why when we hear it, every people on the earth, when they hear their roots and their heritage, they rejoice and glad to see where they come. But when it comes to us.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen.
Listen, the angel Elijah coming today. And in his revelation, mm-hmm. he says the Indians, the American Indians, mm-hmm. and the Africans are of Joseph.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Yep. Where,
why is that important?
Very
he would
important.
Not have mentioned genealogy if it wasn't important.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. So true. So true.
See, we have another mind, and we need to get the whole understanding about how the Lord says in 87 message that Bubba Dre's and Fedden come from the Levites. Trace, well, mm-hmm. why is it important about the calling of Fedden? He mentioned you come from the house mm-hmm. of Levi, who ministered
sure
years ago in Jerusalem.
Amen. Sure did.
So the priesthood mm-hmm. is upon your line, upon mm-hmm. your bloodline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Brother Dre mm-hmm. was told that he come from the Levites.
Amen. Yeah. That's right.
Parents,
right.
Foreparents.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just thought I'd mention that so somebody
would
understand
brother
a little Howell. Better. Huh?
I said, Brother Howell was from the tribe of Ephraim.
Right. That's important. That's important.
He was on his obituary when we went to his funeral. They had his, you know, where he was from the tribe mm-hmm. of Ephraim.
Hallelujah. Well, I just want to bring that up to give you some mm-hmm. range to do some research about your bloodline. It's very important from the natural and the spiritual. You should be able to tell mm-hmm. your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, and your grandchildren and run your heritage
mm-hmm.
down because, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I went to a chiropractor back years ago, a chiropractor, and there was a Jewish chiropractor, a lady. So we got
mm-hmm.
to talking about she was a Jew and her husband was a Jew, and they go to Jerusalem. And she said, we were just talking and discussing about things. And I said, she said, you know, when I married my husband, he's a Jew, but when we went to Jerusalem, I had to actually go before the rabbi and prove that I was a Jew.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I said, you kid? Nope. Even though I was born a Jew in America, I was
mm-hmm.
born my people
mm-hmm.
a Jew. When I went to the rabbi, they put me, I had to have the papers, and I had to prove that I actually was a Jew.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I could get mm-hmm. citizenship.
Yeah.
Okay. The Bible says that we are spiritual of Abraham. Now, why is
mm-hmm.
that important?
Mm-hmm.
We may not
mm-hmm.
be all natural seeds of Jerusalem,
mm-hmm.
but the most
mm-hmm.
important part of our history is that
mm-hmm.
Paul explains who is a spiritual Abraham,
mm-hmm.
a spiritual Jew, a spiritual Israelite.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. If you
mm-hmm.
don't know your heritage,
yeah.
at least know your spiritual heritage.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right.
Listen to hear that. An angel came in 44th message 40. He says, the little ones, the people of color and Inya, we
mm-hmm.
of Joseph.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, amen. Amen.
Why did
amen.
He say that? Why did he say that?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I know. We just want to read and shout and all that. That's good.
That's
good. Getting emotions shouting. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then. Let's start out. y'all still ain't mad at me real good, are you? Okay.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Okay, I'm gonna work up on it, sister. I got you. I'm gonna work on it.
I'm gonna work on it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I was asking the Lord when I first came, and I repeat this again. I'm trying to get you to say something. When I first
mm-hmm.
came out of the ministry, I wanted to know, who am I? Where do I come from?
Mm-hmm.
And I you know, I was raised in American history, and they tell you come from the Mayflower, you know, and that's about it. You come from the Mayflower and slavery, that's about all they're going to tell you, you know. But I want to know, well, you know, it was bothering me. Who are we? I know we're not Negroes. They gave us this name. I'm not none of the other names they gave us. So where the other people know their lineage? They don't have no country called Negro. They don't have no nation called they call their nation. So why am I disconnected? So I'm asking the Lord, I want to know. I started digging in the history, and I was, at the time I hadn't made it to it, and I started going to churches, different churches, and this man prophesied to me. Now, I got an answer from the Lord, and I was seeking the Lord. He said, and Lord, let me know I was of the house of Israel. Now, I said nothing about it, but when I went to this church, I round the corner, a Pentecostal church, and I started going to Pentecostal church and visit them. And the man was evangelist, and I was sitting in the back, and he called me up front, and he says, now here's how the Lord confirms things. The man had the spirit of prophecy and revelation. So he called me up. I started not to go up, you know, but I went on up anyway. He said, the Lord told me to tell you that you are Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
And that you are of Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And he said a few other things that I'm not going to mention.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what the Lord wanted me to understand, that where I come from and my people and my descendants. And the man prophesied said, you are of Joseph. I ain't never seen this man in my life. I just dropped in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. You think the natural side of your history doesn't mean anything.
Sure.
I can prove it by the Bible, your natural side. Mm-hmm. Well, go and trace Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Jesus and all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Okay. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
So when people call me funny names, these names after slavery, and they said, hey, NIG, and I don't say anything. Hey, don't you hear me calling you? I said, I said, are you talking to me, sir? Don't you hear me call? No, I didn't hear you call me. That's not my name.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
You call me. So, you know, they asked me, well, boy, I call you in. And so I keep going. I said, that's not my name, sir. I don't answer to that. That's got nothing to do with me.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
I said, it may have something to do with you. You may be one of them, but I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
We have to free ourselves from a lot of stuff.
Amen.
Ignorance do not serve you well.
Amen.
All right. I thought I helped somebody, my brother, sister, all over. You are important to God. Every nation, every individual, God has a plan, a purpose, an identity, and you are important no matter what nation on the earth you belong. But some nations have a special calling.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, like Abraham, have a special, significant calling.
Mm-hmm.
Even though God loves every nation on the earth, of all people, there are some people who are given divine favor and called out for a special purpose.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Joseph was chosen to deliver his brothers.
Amen.
I said Joseph was favored and called to go to Egypt to bring deliverance to his brother.
That's so true.
Amen.
Yeah.
Moses was told before birth to be the chosen man to go to loose his people from Egypt.
Amen. Yeah.
And Egypt, by the way, is an African nation. That's why they never mention Africa, when they say Egypt, you know what they never say? Mm-hmm. You know why they don't mention Africa?
Yeah.
They want you all people out there to think that Egypt is not in Africa and that
uh-huh.
it's not a black country.
Sure is. Yeah. Sure is.
Mm-hmm. Come on now, get mad at me now. Come on, get mad now. Mm-hmm. I gotta get some bricks now.
Amen.
We've been lied to and misused.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
God, to Jesus, came to set us free
yeah.
and bring us into his kingdom and do his will.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Anybody else that want to join their kingdom, they welcome. Their color ain't going to keep you out. Your language ain't going to keep you out. Your texture
mm-hmm.
of your skin is not going to keep you out. Your background
mm-hmm.
ain't going to keep you out. Because God
mm-hmm.
said, and Jesus said in his word, all are under sin.
That's
yeah.
right. Amen.
Romans says, I don't care what color you are, what your class, what
mm-hmm.
your position is, all are sinners needing the Savior.
Amen. Amen.
Please,
amen.
Jesus put it all straight. All are sinners
amen.
And all need a Savior.
Amen.
Oh.
Amen.
Don't
amen.
You.
Don't
you.
Amen.
Oh,
I want to read something right here. We don't have a few minutes left, but I want us to read something. I'm going, hopefully, to continue tomorrow and Monday about the coming of the messenger angel Lord. But intervening, I want to read something that leads to the last call and the last messenger, which I will continue this on Friday, Saturday, and Monday about the last call and the last angel warning. But today I want to read a couple of scriptures that connects with this. I want us to turn our Bible. Let me see what I got down here. Okay. I want us to look up the word authority and dominion. Anyone want to look up the word that's used in the Bible? Authority. And what it means
mm-hmm.
in the word dominion.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a Bible, concordance, or a dictionary, or either ordinary, it's important that we understand more better.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Anybody want to give a view right quick up on the word?
Authority is the power or right to give order, make decisions, and enforce obedience.
Okay. Dominion.
Mm-hmm. 3 Romans 13 and 1 says, let every soul be subject unto the higher power. But there is no power but of God. The power that be are ordained of God. Authority.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to have the actual meaning of the word dominion.
Mm-hmm.
And authority.
Okay, dominion is having a command, influence on, exercise control over.
Okay, but that's a partial, but there are other fuller meanings about it. And in searching and studying the words of the original Greek or Hebrew, we see that word a lot. Connected with our
mm-hmm.
spiritual place in God. So you
mm-hmm.
hear that word in the Bible about authority and dominion. Now, I'm going to read two scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
When the Lord in the Genesis created man, we're going to find out what he lost. Adam's in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
In chapter 1 of Genesis, I want us to read this one scripture at beginning at verse Genesis chapter 1 to verse 25 to 28. Anyone have it?
You said what
Genesis
now?
Chapter
1,
beginning at verse 25,
okay.
all the way to 28.
And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth up on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living creature, over every living thing that moves up on the earth. You want me to continue?
Yes,
and God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he has made, and said, behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning was the sixth day.
Now, the word authority, so we're going to talk about two kinds of authority, authority in the earth. When he created man, there's four words that he gave that reveals his purpose. Tell you what did Adam lose and what we lost. Anybody want to name those four words?
He lost the sonship. He lost dominion over the earth.
See, if you don't know what you lost, if you don't know what he gave away in the fall, you may not go after to obtain what you are to gain through the cross. You notice that he created the man, and he says, I make you in my image and my likeness.
It's
very important. I've created you in my, let us make man in our own image and likeness. Very important. He didn't say no other, no creature, no animal, but man. And I made them, male and female. And he says, now here is the diameter. So have dominion. Rule. Subdue. Then he says, multiply and replenish. And he said, subdue again. Now, authority in the earth comes from our authority and dominion comes from what he said to man. And he said, I give you dominion in the all the earth. Now Adam had complete dominion over everything. Now, if I were to come to you, Sister Anna, I give you dominion over all Chicago and everything in and I'm giving you the seal of the deed that authorized you to say, I give you authority to reduce, subdue, rule, and have dominion.
Amen. That's fine.
Now, you... Now, in order for you to author, get that, you got to have a seal that authorizes you, a seal from the seller that gives you the right, which is called authority, right to act. Authority means the right to act. Act for someone or in place of someone to exact over persons, people, country, and nation. On every car that you see represent the federal government, they got a seal on it. And every in the city, in the cities, you see a seal on the car, on their whatever their credentials, a seal to what? To give them authorization to do what they do, right? From the power.
Amen.
And then when they act in behalf of that power or authority, they're backed up.
Yeah.
Right? They have backed up
mm-hmm.
by the mayor or whoever in control who gave them the right or the authority to act in their place to perform a certain duty. You go to the United States government, that seal authority, authentic, authentic, saying, I have the power of the government. I have the authority given to me to act in behalf of someone else. I have the authority to act in behalf of the president of the water department, the state government. I have the authority to enforce.
Yeah.
Now, here's the company having the authority. Then he got to have a, the policeman has a badge of seal of authority. But he has to have a gun and ability to back it up.
Amen.
He has to enforce it. He can have the authority, but he got to have the enforcing power. Authority and power is not necessarily the same thing.
Amen.
Not altogether. That's why Jesus used different words to explain authority and different terms to say power. Now, he made man in his image. We got, let's see, three minutes left. Now, I want to let this read this last scripture about the name that we use to say we represent. Remember, when you go to the devil, you know what the devil, about divine authority, when they was casting out this demon in the 8th chapter, these people, and they said, the devil, you know, the first thing the devil did was, who are you? And he says, I know Jesus, I know Paul. But who are you?
You.
Amen.
So even the devil recognizes.
Yeah.
He knows.
Amen.
He said, I don't know who you are. Who do you represent? So we'll continue this later on. Now remember, as we close, in 1 Thessalonians, the man is made in the image and likeness of God, and a man or individual is spirit, soul, and body. Now you are spirit, soul, and body. And we'll get on later on why the devil won't exact dominion over everything. He wants to rule over every part of your life, whether it's finance, your home, your children, your eyeballs, your hair, everything. He wants to exercise rule and dominion over your spirit and soul. He just wants, he's just a devil. He wants to, without authority, then the Lord Jesus, we're going to find out that the Lord Jesus, the reason that he gave us authority to rule and subdue, because there is a power that we have to subdue. And if we don't, as Christians, act dominion, it's like over your neighborhood. The part of it, because the Christians are not acting in authority. You got all these things happening in your city, your neighborhood, because they are not. We are not taking dominion and authority. Because why? We have dominion in the earth. We have the room to move the earth. Not God said I gave it to y'all.
Can't
blame him.
Amen. That's so true.
Okay, then we're about to close. May the Lord, because we need to understand why Christians do not understand what was restored through the cross and the resurrection, and how we are to begin to move and act in it like Elijah. You know why Elijah was able to stand before a whole demons armies of Ahab and Jezebel and did not fear, did not faint, did not shake, did not bolt, that he stood before all the powers of darkness, one man. One man.
Amen.
And behold, all the powers of Satan, Ahab and Jezebel and sorcerers and witches and demons and all that, and did not even shake, say, somebody help me over here. I need some help over here. Why was he so daring and bold to stand there? What authority and power did he have, confidence that he could go there and say, let's prove, let's see if y'all wake up. That's what the Elijah work and ministry is calling us to this day.
Amen.
Fighting over the wrong stuff.
Amen. That's right now.
We're being stupid over the wrong stuff.
Amen.
So as we understand our roles and assignment much better, clearer, what we are to subdue, because we are given authority in the beginning, subdue. Rule, have dominion. Subdue. Now we're going to discuss tomorrow where we get the authority and dominion to do so.
Amen.
Because we think the death and the suffering of Christ was just so you could just, you know, go to heaven, which is the most important thing. But no. The kingdom of God is to come to the earth and subdue and have dominion.
Amen.
And the children of God, the children of the kingdom, the children of the kingdom. We'll talk about the authority of the children of the kingdom, where they're arguing about some stuff like, the job on Chris. We're arguing about some foolish nonsense stuff, and the devil just taking over everything, kicking everybody, having dominion over our cities, our home, where he got us fighting one another and fighting about some ignorant stuff. Now, major things we have to fight over, stand against evil. But a lot of things got us separated, and we cannot unify. And the devil commands his demon to be unified. They may argue and fight one another. Demons that argue and fight against one another, and they don't like one another. And demons don't love one another. But they're tied to a loyal demon that he requires them to unify.
Got about a minute left, brother.
We're supposed to have the love of God, and the demons don't have the love of God, and they went there.
Amen. That's true, man.
As we close, and my beloved brothers in all the world, we love you because Jesus is Lord and the only wise God in salvation, and we are the Church of Christ, Elijah Messiah, a branch of people who have given to us a responsibility and assignment. We're not the only people in the earth that God has called, but we are one of the people and one branch of people. And we must fulfill our assignment just like the other people who called of Christ to fulfill their assignment. And so Jesus is the Redeemer, our Lord and our Savior. And you're there, call upon Jesus wherever you are. Close your eyes and read the scriptures and present yourself to the Lord Jesus so he can present himself to you as Lord and Savior. Love you. And we'll see you tomorrow night. May the Lord bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank God for another blessed broadcast. And as my brother said, we will see you tomorrow night. And may the Lord continue to bless you all and watch over you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
Amen.
God bless. Amen.
God bless.